Welcome to your guided sensuality meditation. I'm Dana Bolicki and I am your guide today. I'm recording this during the springtime where the buds are budding, the birds are chirping, where everything is alive. Including you. And this is a perfect time for you to engage your senses, to become even more alive. Yes, it is possible to become more alive because so many of us are often just drifting through life a little unconsciously or a lot unconsciously. When we're ever feeling like we're stuck or dragging our feet or confused, not sure what to do, or hoping for more clarity, more vision, the opportunity is to get more clear, more focused, and we can do that through sensual engagement, right? Through becoming more alive, through becoming more aware and present to what is happening around us. So go ahead and just close your eyes. Deep breaths. Good. Nice deep breaths. Nice deep breath, slowing down. Eyes closed. Feeling into your body. This is sensuality at its most basic. The engagement of your senses. And while normally, when you're closing your eyes and breathing deeply, the intent is to maybe turn the senses down a bit and get quiet and still. But right here, right now, I want you to focus in on the sensations in your body. And as you breathe in, just feel that feeling of the breath entering in through your nose and filling your belly. Notice what that feels like. And then as you let it out, maybe you let it out through your mouth. You notice that the breath is warmer going out than coming in. Another inhale. Maybe you realize you need to unbutton your pants because it's pushing against your belly. No shame in the game. Let the breath back out nice and slow. You can make a noise in releasing. Good. Notice where in your body you feel the breath most. Notice if there are any noises around you, in your space, wherever you are. Just allow those noises to bounce off of you, knowing that you are just another part of the space. Maybe it's the bee buzzing outside the window, the fly buzzing in the room, the hum of your refrigerator, air conditioning, your neighbor. people walking past your house outside. Just allow your senses to be engaged. And allow yourself to be non-attached. You don't have to be irritated about the noises. Just let them be. No need for frustration or getting caught up. Just let the sounds, let the senses be. Notice the feeling of your body against your seat. Notice the posture of your spine. Notice if there's any place in your body where there's maybe a little tension, or maybe there's a part of your body that feels really good. Just bring your attention to that spot and breathe into it. Inhale, expanding that spot. Exhale, releasing and surrendering. Good. Notice if there are any particular smells in the air. Even if it's very subtle. Or notice the taste in your mouth or on your lips. And then open your eyes ever so slightly, just a crack. And just notice the blurred light that enters in through your eyelashes and that slit of opening that your eyes now are. Just notice the subtle colors that the light makes as it filters in. Sort of silvery blue, warm yellow, a pale violet. Just notice. Take a breath and feel gratitude for your body and its ability to engage sensually. The world around you in even the most subtle, quiet ways. Your body is your ally for sensual engagement. Your body is your ally for life, for all things. Good. Take a nice deep breath. One of the most joyous ways that we experience our aliveness is through our senses. Let me say that again. One of the most joyous ways we experience our own aliveness is through our senses. Each day you can give yourself the extraordinary gift of engaging sensually. Literally stopping and smelling the roses. We're noticing the way the breeze moves through the trees. We're pausing, even if just for a few moments, to watch some ants on the sidewalk. We're all here together. We're all here dancing together. The possibility for engagement with the world around you is infinite, limitless. Available to you every second of the day. And it doesn't only have to be with nature. It can be in the simple act of splashing water on your face in the morning and allowing your fingers to just trace over your occipital bones and down your jaw, over your lips, across your forehead, through your hair, down your neck. All of that sensual engagement. Every moment is the possibility if you let it. Sensual engagement and interaction with life is available to us all day long, every day of our lives. We can ignite our senses, reawaken our senses just by knowing that they are there. We forget sometimes. We move so fast. And we move so fast in the world, in our lives, with each other. We forget we are these incredible biodynamic beings. And our senses need to be fulfilled in order to keep us aware and awake and engaged. And you can take your involvement with life a step further by engaging your senses with creativity, with passion. You can appreciate a tree and just for a moment notice it move a little bit like it, right? You're dancing with it. Don't worry about people looking at you. This is your life. And sing with the birds. Give a little whistle. Say a little hey, hey. And just cavort with the clouds. All of this is enhancing your sensual relationship with life, your sexual relationship with life. Our sexuality isn't just that narrow view of the act of sex. Sexuality is about our engagement with life. It's about our expression. How we express ourselves. Whatever's happening in the bedroom is happening in other places in your life, guaranteed. And sensuality is one of the primary ways that we can express our sexuality. So know that by engaging sensually, engaging and igniting your senses, even in the tiniest ways every day, you are upping your engagement with life. In all of these acts, big and small, you're experiencing a union of your life force, of your life energy with the life force of all creation. As teachers of mine say, we merge our individuality with the individuality of life itself when we engage sensually. We merge our individuality with the individuality of life itself. Breathe that in. Good. I'm going to guide you through a short exercise where you are going to relive one of the most sensually exciting experiences that you've ever had. And then we're going to see if you can enhance it and make it a little better. The only purpose here is to have fun and engage your senses, right? Engage them as fully as possible. This exercise comes from David Gershon and Gail Straub of the Empowerment Institute, two of my favorite teachers. So to get your memory and imagination going, here are some examples. The feeling of running on a hot day and then cooling off in a lake. Climbing a mountain on a clear, crisp fall day. Working in a garden that's just come into full bloom. Making love on a beach. Experiencing a gorgeous meal with friends. Going to a different country and taking in the sights, the smells, the sounds, and tastes of that new culture. Walking through fall leaves or walking through freshly fallen powdered snow. Holding a newborn baby. Swimming in the ocean. Lying on a beach, feeling the sun move over your skin, heat you up like a lizard on a hot rock. So recreate in your mind one of your favorite sensual experiences from your past. Paying very close attention to what's happening to each of your senses. See, smell, touch, hear, and taste everything. Become aware of secondary sensations you may not have been paying attention to at the time. Allow yourself to drift back there, to be fully there. If you were seeing, imagine the sounds. If you were smelling, what were the tastes? Get fully into that scene. Now give yourself permission to embellish, to exaggerate, to fantasize about how you could make it even better. Turn the volume up on those senses. Allow your imagination to move, run wild. And what were you seeing? And what did you want to see? What were you smelling? And what did you want to smell? What were you tasting? And what did you want to taste? What were you feeling? do you want to feel? Good. You can pause here if you want to take more time to simmer in that sensual experience. And if not, I would like you to pause, find your journal and pen or just something to write down on, and just write the experience down in detail. Capture it. Good. So I hope you were able to capture that experience down on paper. Just say you have it. It's part of your mental bank of sensual experiences. Sensual experiences that you can and must call on every day in order to be fully engaged, to be fully awake, aware, attuned to your life, to be present, to be in your body, to create more space for focus and attention, clarity. When you're sensually engaged, you're alive. And you create the ability to zoom out and look at your life big picture. Like, how do I be more alive? How do I make more experiences and make more room to be alive? Sensuality allows you to connect with your deepest values. And it's a practice like anything else, my dear. See if you can bring sensually pleasing things into your life on a more regular basis. You can also see if you can just notice the sensually pleasing things that are already in your life on a regular basis. Pay attention. Organize your life or reorganize your life so that sensually enjoying yourself is at least as important as carrying out all your required tasks and fulfilling various responsibilities. You are important. You being alive and engaged with your life and satisfied and fulfilled is important. It's the most important thing. When you are alive, when you are awake, when you are aware, when you are focused and clear, when you are engaged, you can be of service. True service to the world around you. It's your life. Enjoy it. No one's gonna enjoy it for you. So your homework is to bring sensually pleasing things into your life on a more regular basis and to notice which sensually pleasing things are already there for you in every moment of every day. Maybe it's the feeling of the clothes on your body, particularly soft sweater. Maybe it's the smell of a book, the pages. Maybe it's the feeling of your bed sheets in the morning when you wake up. It's all there for you. One more deep breath. Just gently wiggle your fingers and toes. And ever so gently come back to the moment. Back to your body. Not that you ever left. Take a couple of nice big stretches. Run your hands down over your body. Open your eyes. Spread your arms out. Open your eyes nice and wide. Just take it in. Breathe in through your nose. Out through your mouth. Stand up. Move around. Go engage with life. Go get turned on. Have a beautiful day.